Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
All right, Bill Bartee, we're here on the Carolina Outdoors, and we are halfway through the back-to-school month.
Oh, my goodness. That is so true, isn't it?
A little more than halfway. 8-18-18.
We are halfway through. Oh, that does mean a lot of things, doesn't it? Back to school, halfway through, just as you said. It also means Labor Day is quickly coming upon us, as well as that Southern tradition of dove season. You got all your fields baited and ready?
Baited? Don't say baited. You can plant them, you can harvest them, you can't bait them.
It's got to be normal agricultural practices.
Openings at DeWitt's, I just got an email from them the other day, and they do still have a few openings for opening day of dove season out at DeWitt's out at Ellerbe, a great place to go dove shooting. They do a good job with sunflowers.
Well, that's just one of the many things going on in our Carolinas this time of year. Of course, back to school also brings about tailgating season, and we'll be doing a little bit of that over at Jesse Brown's too. So sneak on over there for that Saturday, September 1st kickoff. We'll be celebrating all of that at the Jesse Brown store over in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center in the South Park area of Charlotte. And that's where we, the outdoor guys, hang our hats through the week. The voice over there, Don Yeager. The one over here, Bill Bartee. We're the outdoor guys with WBT, and we come in to talk about all of the different outdoor things that are happening with, and we've got three segments after this one this week to talk about some newsworthy events in the outdoors.
Some creepy things, too, I understand.
That's right.
Pre-Halloween creepy things.
That is exactly right. One of our guests is going to come up, Matt Bertone. He is with the NC State Extension Service, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about spiders, specifically indoor spiders, spiders that live in our homes.
The exterminator.
Another thing that we're going to talk about a little bit later on in the program is the jellyfish stings in the Carolinas. Boy, especially down in the Charleston area, every August, of course, the Charleston area has a lot of different tourists and people who descend upon the South Carolina beaches, specifically the Charleston area. And every year, the jellyfish are there, but this year, there are even more jellyfish. In fact, over the weekend, last weekend, 700-plus jellyfish stings were reported. So we're going to bring on a naturalist down in that area to find out about the jellyfish, why they come in every August in the Carolinas and in the Charleston area, and what's happened in 2018 to elevate the jellyfish stings that have been reported.
You know how you get rid of them, don't you? More sea turtles.
Whoa.
Well, sea turtles eat them.
There you go.
There you go. Absolutely. Encourage those sea turtles. Be nice to a sea turtle today.
Listen, Nantahala District Wildlife Biologist Johnny Will sent out a U.S. Forest Service news release earlier this week. Yelling and air horns are no longer deterrents to scaring bears, forest officials warned. So black bears are on to these little things, these noisemakers and hollering and whistling that people used to use to get rid of bears, to shoo them away from a campsite or that sort of thing. Those bears have become accustomed to it. So the Forest Service has proposed a mandatory rule that overnight campers secure all their food in bear-resistant containers while they're on the Appalachian Trail, in the National Forest, in North Carolina, in Panthertown, and the Nantahala Ranger District.
And that rule will be enforced by the Black Bears United.
That's right. Now, so most encounters with these black bears are at places where the public repeatedly camps, out in the general forest rather than the campgrounds, which is where the campgrounds, they are equipped with bear-proof trash cans.
That's bacon, all bacon, 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 bacon.
Yeah, that's all according to the Forest Service news release. Incidents include bears taking food and backpacks, damaging tents, and staying near inhabited campsites for hours. Wills is quoted as saying, bears are very reluctant to give up an easy food source.
Can't blame them. Can't blame them for that.
No, you're exactly right.
You're a hungry bear, go where the food is, where the bacon is cooking.
Of course, over at Jesse Brown's, we do have those Yeti coolers, which are certified bear proof. So
if
maybe
you put a lock on them.
Maybe that'd be a thing to sneak over there.
I guess
there.
That qualifies. All you got to do is lug it up the trail, right?
That's right. Exactly. Bear safety. So carry a bear canister to store food and smellables. And this is according to the Appalachian Trails Conservancy.
Smellables?
Yep. And what's a smellable, Don?
Bacon, bacon, bacon.
That's one of them. That's right. Toothpaste, deodorant, all that sort of thing. So the canisters should be made of solid, non-pliable material and designed to resist bears. That's AppalachianTrail.org. The U.S. Forest Service also advises overnight campers to, here they come, some more smellables, keep scented items in bear-proof canisters, in trailers, and the trunk of a car. Never leave food or coolers unattended. Never store scented items in your tent. Including toothpaste, deodorant, beverages, and snacks. Pick up all garbage around your site, including fire rings and grills, and properly store with your food or dispose in a bear-proof trash receptacle. If you see a bear nearby, immediately pack your food and trash and leave. Change your campsite, they say. If a bear approaches, do not run, but move away slowly and get into a vehicle or building, according to the Forest Service. Do not play dead, officials said, but try to fight back and act aggressively. Ha. So that's something in our Carolina Outdoors news report anyway.
When's bear season?
It's coming up. You know, they do have a fall season.
There you go.
Hey, and
where to find a bear when you're bear hunting? Let's see. Campsite, huh?
That's pretty much where they are at a very frequented campsite. That's where to be. In a totally different news this week, North Carolina farmer's melon sets world record at almost 66 pounds. So Danny Vester, who's a farmer, in Spring Hope, North Carolina. He's a retiree and cancer survivor who lives in Spring Hope. Just raised and was recognized as having a scale-busting 65.9-pound cantaloupe.
I thought you were going to say watermelon. A cantaloupe, 66 pounds?
That's right.
That'd be a whopper.
It was humongous.
And a black bear came along and ate it.
And this man totally pampered it. The prize cantaloupe represents months of pampering, hiding his baby, as it says in the article, under leafy branches and feeding it micronutrients. He was beaming this past week when North Carolina Agricultural Commissioner Steve Troxler announced the record-breaking weight for the cantaloupe. It was 1 pound heavier than the old 64.8-pound mark set in Alaska in 2004. This is all according to the Guinness Book of World Records. Vester was quoted as saying, "You can usually spot the one that's going to be the best. Quote, you might put more leaves on it than the others." And away he goes.
I'll be darned.
I know it. Now, listen, this is not new to him. His record-breaking cantaloupe had a seed line dating back to a giant cantaloupe grown in 1993, from which he grew a 55-pounder, which in turn provided seeds for a 59-pounder, which in turn spawned this 65.9-pounder.
Wonder what he'd sell those seeds for.
I don't know. 4 years ago, he grew the biggest ever pumpkin in North Carolina, 1,404-pound pumpkin that filled up his entire pickup bed.
That's a lot of pie.
Oh, it was big enough that he named it Sammy, so it had his own name. And to date, he is the only North Carolina grower with three 1,200-pound pumpkins under his belt. This is all according to the officials at the North Carolina State Fair. And, Don, you mentioned that watermelon. He briefly held the North Carolina State watermelon title in 2017, with a 237-pounder.
How do you carry that?
You got me.
I guess you roll it up on something and put a forklift under it.
But I maybe could eat that. I could eat that.
Put some damage on that. Imagine how big the heart is in a 200-pound watermelon. About 50 pounds of watermelon heart in that thing.
I think you may be exactly right. Listen, everyone, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We're the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors. Stay tuned for more. We've got some firefighting coming up next.